out of cigarettes, and Marge is at the Lincoln Park Inn. And I know why she's there.
I know why she's there, too. That's going out to Margie's at the Lincoln Park Inn. It's going out to the guy who requested it. It's going out to his Margie. Uh-oh, you bad devil, you. On 62 WTMT. This is the Weekend Oldies Revival. Our request line is 571-6262. Oh, I hope she runs across the street again. Sorry, a little distraction here. I've got to keep my cool here. Kentuckiana weather. Tonight's going to be muggy, looking at a low of about 72 degrees. Tomorrow, hazy, hot and humid, high 93 degrees. And tomorrow night, it's going to be muggy, a 30% chance of thunderstorms, lows in the low 70s. Currently, we have 83 degrees in New Salisbury, Indiana. We have 84 in PRP, 85 degrees downtown. It's 62 Country WTMT. And this next song, it's going out to Jim. There are a lot of J's in this one. This is Johnny and Jack going out to Jim. This is Ashes of Love on the Weekend Oldies Revival on 62 TMT.
His doom, and I stood up to say goodbye like all the rest. Sing me back home before I die.
Sing me back home. A request going out to Michael. That's Merle Haggard on 62 Country WTMT. Michael's listening to us tonight in Clarksville, Indiana. And we do appreciate that. This next song, well, where did it go? Well, we'll play another one, okay? We'll have to wait on that one, okay. This next song, this guy called up listening to us tonight out at GE. He wanted to hear This Dumb Blonde by Dolly Parton. We don't have that one, and I told him, well, if I can't get that one on, I'll just have to get you on some older Dolly Parton. He said that's okay. Sir, just give me a call next week. I'll see if I can nail that down for you. I can't promise you, but I'll see what I can do, okay? In the meantime, though, some old Dolly Parton going out by the request line of 571-6262. Don't be shy. Give me a call if you'd like to, too. This is Dolly Parton in A Coat of Many Colors on the Weekend Oldies Revival on 62 Country WTMT.
Back through the years, I go wandering once again. Back to the seasons of my youth. I recall a box of rags that someone gave us. And how my mama put the rags to use. But I was rich as I could be in my coat of many colors. My mama made for me, made just for me.
Dolly Parton going out by request to GE, The Coat of Many Colors. We'll try to get The Dumb Blonde on for you next week, sir. On 62 TMT, The Weekend Oldies Revival, this next song, it's going out to Pat. We had another long-distance phone call from Shepherdsville. He wanted to hear the original version of this song, which goes back to 1948. We didn't have it, and we also didn't have the other version by Connie Francis. That's what it was. I was going to say Connie Smith, but no. It was Miss Francis. But we do have it by the Mosbys. I get them right. That and Fiskas, I'll never get it right. Well, this is Johnny and Joni Mosby, and they were an interesting duet couple. They recorded a lot. They were more popular out west. Actually, I believe Joni was born in California, where Johnny was born in Oklahoma, and they got together, got married, and recorded a few songs. What song did this guy want to hear? Well, it's a good one. This is My Happiness on 62 WTMT.
Evening shadows make me blue.
Walking in the moonlight, Tripping in the starlight, Lord, and I'm feeling down. Walking in the shadows.
WTMT, come early morning. I had a request for some Don Williams a long time ago, and the guy wanted to hear, he wanted to send I Believe in You out to Laura, and I couldn't find that song, so I apologize. Hopefully that Don Williams will satisfy you until I can dig that up sometime. And we have some good friends out in Valley Station, Jim and Dreema. I got the name right this week, thank God. I've been calling him Bill the whole time. I thought that's what he said. He's got this Maryland accent, and I couldn't hear him. So don't get me wrong, though. I like the accent. I explained that to Dreema last week. Anyways, we got that straightened out last week. They kept requesting all these songs. I didn't have any of them with me this week. He just drew a bunch of bad numbers. In fact, he requested a particular song that I picked up the album for this morning and said, well, I'll bring that in next week, and he goes off and requests it, so I'll get that for him next week. In the meantime, though, he wanted to hear some Bill Monroe. We will get to some Bill Monroe in a little bit. We had some other people want some Bill Monroe. We'll dig him up, but I said I think you'll like the song I was going to play for him, so I'm going to go ahead and send this out to Jim and Dreema. This is Merle Travis and Dark as a Dungeon. This is a classic song on 62 WTMT, The Weekend, Oldies Revival.
Come and listen, you fellers, so young and so fine. Well, it's dark as a dungeon way down in the mine.
Dark as a Dungeon, that's Merle Travis going out to Bill, or Jim and Dreema. Old habits are hard to break, Jim. Jim and Dreema listening to tonight out in Valley Station on 62 Country WTMT. Some Bill Monroe will be going out to them and to all the other bluegrass Bill Monroe fans we have. That'll be coming up shortly on 62 WTMT. You're listening to the Weekend Oldies Revival. I'm your host, Tom McConnell, going out to Mount Washington. Here's Floyd Kramer in The Last Date on 62 TMT. Washington, Floyd Kramer and a classic song, The Last Date on 62 Country WTMT, The Weekend, Oldies Revival, and this week in country music in 1964. Ferlin Husky was rushed to an Arlington, Virginia hospital for an emergency appendix problem. It seemed his appendix exploded, basically. They had a big problem with it. Now, Ferlin recovered, but it took him some time, and it was probably due to the surgery that it took him a long time to get a hit record recorded, because he was recording real steadily, and then he slopped off about this week in 1964. But in December of 1964, he came back with a vengeance. Came back with this song, a song that Patti Loveless from Fairdale recently redid and had a number one hit with. Well, here's the original version of Timber, I'm Falling on 62 Country WTMT. TMT, Mama, Mama, I'll Be Good is the name of that one. That, by the way, is a request. It's going out to Brenda listening to us tonight. We appreciate you for listening, Brenda, on 62 WTMT's Weekend Oldies Revival. Kentuckiana weather tonight's going to be muggy, looking at a low of about 72 degrees. Tomorrow, hazy, hot, and humid, high 93 degrees. Tomorrow night, muggy, 30% chance of thunderstorms, so get that hay up, farmers, please. I need to buy some. I'm looking at lows in the 70s. Currently, we're looking at about 85 degrees in Pekin, Indiana. We're looking at 86 in J-Town, 86 degrees downtown. It's 62 Country WTMT, and, well, let's just hop in with Jimmy Dean and check out the Little Black Book on 62 TMT, the Weekend Oldies Revival.
Well, my pretty baby just left me this morning, said she didn't want to see me no more. I've had a little bit of luck and a little black book. You'll get another before the sun goes down.
the Wilburn Brothers on 62 WTMT. They did a lot of touring with Loretta Lynn and Ernest Tubb, and that's going out to Mount Washington. They wanted to hear some violent country songs. Hey, we have a surplus supply of I Killed My Wife type of songs here at 62 WTMT. This is the Weekend Oldies Revival. I'm your host, Tom McConnell, and Hank Williams fans, do I have a treat for you folks. This week in country music in 1949, Hank Williams moved from KWKH Radio, the Louisiana Hayride, to WSM Radio in Nashville, Tennessee. Now, what made this move significant was that Hank was going big time. He was joining the Grand Ole Opry. And by the time he had moved to Nashville, he had four consecutive songs in the top ten, one of which being this particular song right here, You're Gonna Change, or I'm Gonna Leave, on 62 WTMT, and there's more to this story, so stick around for that on WTMT.
You wore out a brand new trunk, packing and unpacking your junk. Your daddy's mad, he's done got tea. You're gonna change, or I'm gonna leave.
You're Gonna Change, or I'm Gonna Leave. Hank Williams Sr., who this week in 1949 had moved from the Louisiana Hayride, that's KWHKH Radio in Shreveport, Louisiana, to WSM Radio, the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee. Now, when he made that move in 1949, they needed some replacements down to Louisiana Hayride, so they went after two people to replace Hank Williams. And what probably made this interesting, Hank Williams was really getting hot at this point, and the name Hank was hot as well, because who did they try to get to replace him? Hank Thompson and Hank Snow. So in honor of that, we're going to play as a Hank Thompson song, a song that was hot also this week in 1949. Whoa, Sailor! Stick around, Hank Snow fans. We got a Hank Snow coming up next on 62 TMT. Whoa, wait. Thanks. Get off speed, Hank.
A cabaret to get myself a beer. She's not all the bangles in the sailor's aim to have a girl in every port. Are dried. I don't hurt anymore.
62 Country WTMT Noverville.
Classic song from Mr. Bill Monroe, possibly the most famous bluegrass song of all time, Blue Moon of Kentucky on 62 Country WTMT, going out to all the bluegrass fans. A lot of people have called up and requested that particular song and bluegrass, and a lot of people I just didn't write down, so forget about the rest of that, okay? What else do we have in mind here? Oh, yes, this next song is going to be going out to Dreema. Actually, she wanted to hear another George Jones song, which I left at home. So Jim and Dreema know the story behind that. So I left the other George at home, which I should be able to get for her next week. But this next song, besides going out to Dreema, it's also going out to Gladys with Love from Buzz and Stanley. Possibly the most famous country song of all time. This is George Jones, and He Stopped Loving Her Today on the Weekend Oldies Revival on 62 WTMT, the request line 571-6262.
He said, I'll love you till I die. She told him, you'll forget in time. He stopped loving her today.
Mm-hmm. someday. Some way, it's just a matter of time.
WTMT with the Weekend Oldies Revival. Whoa, shuts Johnny James off, okay? I'm Tom McConnell, your sometimes deleted host. And I want to thank some of the people who have, all the people who have wrote in and let us know what you like about the Weekend Oldies Revival. We like to hear it because it's your show, too. I mean, we have a request line and we try to play all your favorite oldies and try to do the best we can. Sometimes we can get them on, sometimes we can't, and we apologize for those that we can't. And I want to thank the people that have taken the time and wrote into us. If you would like to write into us, just to let us know what you think about the show, we'd really appreciate it. Write us a letter to 162 West Broadway, Louisville, Kentucky, 40202, and it's WTMT Radio in care of the Weekend Oldies Revival, and just let us know what you like or what you don't like. You know, just let us know the truth about the matter, okay? We appreciate that. Now, a letter I got last week from the Brownsboro Hills area, they requested, besides saying some stuff about the show, they also requested some Gene Autry songs. And I told him earlier, he called earlier tonight, and I said we didn't have any, but I was just running back in the production room and found that we did have a Gene Autry album, and we do have some of the songs that he wanted to hear. So going out to the Brownsboro Hills area, let's go south of the border with Gene Autry on 62 WTMT, the Weekend Oldies Revival.
The border down Mexico way.
Gene Autry, south of the border, and for those people listening in the Brownsboro Hills area, we will have some more Gene Autry coming up in the weeks to come, so just keep that set, your dial set right there at AM 620 WTMT. And this week in country music in 1968, Starday Records had just signed a veteran country music artist to a 5-year contract. Now, the artist was quite popular and had many hits to his credit. However, when Starday signed Red Sylvine to a 5-year contract, they didn't know that he would go on to record the fastest-selling record of all time. This is a very requested record. I'm going to go ahead and send it out to Buzz and all the friends listening out in Portland, also Jerry and all the other Red Sylvine fans. This is Teddy Bear, the fastest-selling song of all time. And 62 WTMT, 571-6262. That's our Oldies request line.